Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google's VP of Product Management for Android, Samir Samat, announced that Google's next Android release, previously called Android Q, would abandon the dessert-based release names in favor of numeric designation, with Android Q now Android 10. Samat said the dessert names were hard to understand for new users and not applicable to all of Android's global audience. Google also announced a redesign of the Play Store, which now incorporates material design. Mobile devices will now have a navigation bar at the bottom of the Play Store. Games and apps will have their own distinct destinations. Rounded square app icons are now standard for all apps, and application pages feature more information about ads, in-app purchases, downloads, with a larger install button. The design should roll out to all Android users this week. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that, according to sources, Apple will launch Pro iPhones and updated iPads at an event next month. The event will feature three new iPhones, two new Pro models to replace the XS and XS Max, and a XR replacement. These phones will feature OLED screens, lose 3D touch for a haptic touch long press, use a new A13 processor with a dedicated AMX co-processor for computer vision and augmented reality, feature improved water resistance, and can wirelessly charge other devices. The two high-end models will also offer three rear camera sensors with the addition of a wide-angle lens. The phones will also let users retouch, apply effects, alter colors, reframe, and crop video while it's being recorded live. The XR replacement will get a second rear zoom camera as well. The 11 and 12.9-inch iPad Pros will also get updated with new processors and similarly improved cameras. Apple will also introduce a new low-end iPad with a 10.2-inch screen, discontinuing the current 9.7-inch model. The Apple Watch will also get an update, but will mostly focus around the updates to watchOS 6, as well as have new case finishes. The Chicago Tribune reported that in independent testing, the iPhone 7 exceeded the maximum radio frequency radiation exposure limits set by the U.S. FCC of 1.6 watts per kilogram. The findings were part of a larger test involving 11 models from Apple, Motorola, Samsung, and Blue, testing specific absorption rates, or SAR levels, at the same distances reported by the manufacturers when they were released, which range from 5 to 15 millimeters. The FCC allows for a maximum testing distance of up to 25 millimeters. The Tribune also tested devices at a closer 2-millimeter distance to reflect a device kept in a pocket. In those tests, only the iPhone 8 Plus and a Blue Vivo 5 Mini came in under the SAR limit. In response to the report, Apple and Motorola disputed the Tribune's testing methodology. After reviewing the Tribune's test results, the FCC stated it would conduct its own tests in the coming months. To be clear, radiation from radio frequency energy is not the same as ionizing radiation found in X-rays or gamma rays, which can lead to health problems and cancer, and the FCC and U.S. Food and Drug Administration say there are no risks to humans at the current exposure levels. The Linux Foundation announced the formation of the Confidential Computing Consortium with the goal of creating standards, frameworks, and tools to encrypt data in use on devices, applications, and online services. Current encryption standards focus on data at rest or data in transit, with the new consortium focusing on data in use. Microsoft will contribute its Open Enclave SDK. Intel is contributing the Software Guard Extension SDK, and Red Hat is offering the NARX project, which is a framework for running serverless applications in trusted execution environments. The other members at launch are Alibaba Cloud, Arm, Baidu, Google Cloud, IBM, Swisscom, and Tencent. LinkedIn announced in a blog post that it blocked or removed 21.6 million fake accounts from January to June of this year. LinkedIn's head of trust and safety, Paul Rockwell, wrote that 19.5 million were auto-blocked at the registration stage and never went live. LinkedIn took down 2 million live fake accounts, and members flagged 67,000 more. Compared to Facebook, which removed 3 billion fake accounts between October 2018 and March 2019, LinkedIn's fake account problem could be worse. Amazon launched a new campus in Hyderabad, India, which is now its largest campus worldwide. The new campus is spread over 9.5 acres and will house more than 15,000 employees. The new Hyderabad campus would host employees across divisions, including Amazon Web Services. Amazon already has 62,000 employees in India, a third of which are already based in Hyderabad. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has committed an investment of over $5 billion for India operations. And that new campus looks like it's definitely going to get some use because Amazon Fresh will launch in India, starting service on August 23rd in Bengaluru, with plans to expand to Mumbai, Delhi, and Hyderabad soon after. Fresh will offer two-hour deliveries of 5,000 food items, with orders placed through the main Amazon India website or app. Amazon had previously offered limited food delivery in India through the Prime Now app. The online grocery market in India is currently led by Big Basket and Grofers. And finally, 9to5 Google reports that Google is preparing to launch the Nest Mini, a successor to the existing Google Home Mini, according to sources. The Nest Mini will reportedly feature improved sound output with a higher maximum volume and better bass, offer a wall mounting option, a 3.5mm stereo jack, and proximity awareness to display the current volume as you approach the device. The form factor will reportedly stay roughly the same as the current Home Mini. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.